Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. This is the good news of our Lord. And that's why we come to celebrate. It's why we come to give thanks. It's why we come and seek to offer God our lives. It's because we know our God is indeed good. So we thank you for joining us for worship today, and we always pray that the Holy Spirit would touch and fill your hearts as we worship the Lord together. In the bulletin are several announcements, mainly about committee meetings. We do resume our Wednesday Bible study. But also, the preschool is having what they call a spirit night. But on March 12th, after 5 p.m., that's the key, after 5, if you go there and get your dinner, tell them you're... Do what? Yeah, at Whataburger. It's the insert in the bulletin. Please tell them you're there for the preschool. If you do, proceeds from that evening sales go to the preschool. It's a wonderful way in which our local establishments help support some of the community causes. But tell your friends as well. All they got to do is mention the preschool. If you will, take that peace that we have with Christ and share that peace with one another. Turn to those around you. Welcome them with the peace and fellowship of Jesus Christ. Peace of Christ be with you all. Join me, please, in the call to worship. Return to the Lord your God. Confess to the Lord your God.
For God is merciful.
Repent to the Lord your God.
For God is slow to anger.
Praise the Lord your God.
For God abounds in steadfast love.
Worship the Lord your God. May our hearts and lives be renewed by the great love of our Lord. Let us pray. God, you love the world so much that you embraced it in all its suffering in your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who sought the way of the cross that he might come to Easter and offer us the way back to you. We thank you for this space apart, not just on this Sunday morning, but in the weeks that are to come, space to become more receptive to the incredible promise of new life, life to challenge all that is deathly in our world, life to challenge all that is dull in our hearts. So our prayer is that you would help us to use this time, not just time in prayer at worship, but in the thoughtfulness in which we go about these coming days, listening for your voice in all that we do as you challenge the habits that restrict us and the assumptions that close our minds. Help us also to be aware of others who at this time are examining themselves, whether from religious duty or because they have reached a turning point in a career or relationship or a crisis. Give us an ear that listens, that we may find the words to sustain and the openness to learn through Jesus Christ, our deliverance and our hope. Amen. And let's worship God by singing our first hymn of praise. It's hymn 366. Please stand if you're able, grab your hymnal, and let's sing Jesus, Thy Boundless Love to Me, hymn 366.
Please be seated. God does not wish to have anything come between us, so he sends us his Son, Jesus Christ, to forgive and remove our sin. Knowing that God seeks to redeem us, we have courage to be more honestly evaluating ourselves and knowledge that we have fallen short. As we confess, let us hear God's promise made in the Psalms. Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them, and with long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. With confident hearts, let us turn to God and confess our sins together. We will bring our burdens and our sins to you, O Christ, who bears the heavy load for us. We place upon you our excuses and shortcomings, our anger and misplaced desires, knowing that you can remove these sins from us and restore us to life. We confess that we have gone astray. We confess that not loved you fully. We confess that we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. And at times, we have even had trouble loving ourselves. Forgive us. Help us turn back to you. Restore what has been broken. Transform what has been twisted. Find what has been lost, so we may be the living, loving image of you in creation. Amen.
Children of God, hear the good news declared in the book of Colossians. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Know that thanks be to Jesus Christ, and be it you. Know that thanks be to Jesus Christ, your sins are indeed forgiven, and be at peace. And hopefully the news of that puts joy in your heart and causes you to want to leap to your feet and praise the Lord. Let's do that now as we sing together the Gloria Patri. You know, we do pass the offering plate, and if you're able, we ask you to return a portion of that which God has provided you in your living. But this time of offering is important because that's what it is, to remind us of what the act of worship is. The act of worship is coming and offering ourselves to God. When we see how good God is, when we see all that God does to bless our lives, hopefully our response, just like the one we just had where we jumped to our feet and said, glory be to God, hopefully that's what we do in the act of worship. See the God of blessing and say, God, I offer you myself, my time, my talent, even my resources. You can have all of me and use me as you wish. So worship is the act of offering ourselves to God. Let's use this moment to reflect on His goodness and respond appropriately.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the many blessings in this community, in this church, and in this faithful congregation. Be with us and guide us as we use these gifts and offerings to show the love of Christ in the ministry for this church. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Do our young people want to stay on up here? Do we have any others that want to join me today? Okay. I'm glad you guys were helping with the offering and already up here. Did y'all know that Jesus was tempted by the devil? It says he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. Do you know how that turned out? We'll find out. I'll tell you in a minute. But first, I want to give you these letters. And you and your brother are going to have to figure out what order. Here, take both those. You get two and you get two. And y'all stand up so people can see what letters you have. That's going to be a W. Yeah. Okay. Hold them up. Can y'all see the letters that they have? Okay. Let me. J. You've got a W. You've got a D. A W and a J. Now, I want y'all to put these in order. Let's see if y'all can figure out what order they go in. Those do go in an order. Can y'all figure it out? W, D, W, J. You're right with the first letter, I'll give you that. What do you think? WJ, WD, WD-40, WDJ, W. I don't know, maybe that does stand for something, but you're right on this letter. Okay, you're right on these two letters, but you got to do something else with the W. No, it's not an M, it's a W. It goes somewhere else. It doesn't go on the end. Okay, Ryan, good call. WWJD. You know what that stands for? Because it's not a word. It stands for what would Jesus do? And they actually, you can even look this up online. They have bracelets that say WWJD, like leather bracelets, and they have t-shirts that say WWJD, and it's to remind people, what would Jesus do? If you're in a certain situation and you're not sure what to do, if you have a WWJD bracelet or t-shirt, you can be reminded to say, what would Jesus do in this situation? Now, back to Jesus. I told you he was tempted in the wilderness. As he faced temptation, do you know what Jesus would do when he faces temptation? Ignore it. Close. But you know, temptation can follow you around, it seems. Let me read to you from Luke's gospel, and y'all see if y'all can guess from the story what Jesus does when he's facing. Just ask yourself, what would Jesus do? It says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit for 40 days in the wilderness, tempted by the devil. He ate nothing in those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. I would imagine 40 days and no food, I'd be hungry too. And the devil said to him, oh, here comes the temptation. Listen to what Jesus would do. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered the devil, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. He said, it is written. Written where, do you think? In the Bible. When Jesus was tempted, do you know how he handled his temptation? He answered it with God's word. He knew how God wanted him to live because he knew God's word. So as you live your lives and you seek to do what is right and what is good and what is wonderful, a great question you can say is, what would Jesus do? But how are you going to know what Jesus would do? There you go. Right here. It tells you what Jesus said. It tells you what Jesus did. It lets you know how Jesus thinks. It lets you know how Jesus responds. If we would but read it. Temptation comes along quite often. But if we know our Bibles, we can respond to it the way Jesus did. So I hope for you guys, you'll really learn what the Bible says. Some fun stories in there. Some neat stories. Some challenging stories. But they will teach you what Jesus would do. And that's what we can do to live a blessed life. Let's pray and ask God to give us a desire to know His Word, the Bible. Let's pray. God, I pray for the whole congregation that you would put in our hearts a real hunger for your word, a real thirst for your truth. I pray that all of us would be people whose faith is based on what you have told us in the Bible. Let these children grow to learn the stories in it and discover how it is you think. And hear what it is you say, and watch and see how it is you respond, so that we might be able to do the same. Amen. Hey, thanks for arranging those in the right order for me. WWJD. Y'all remember that. And if you want, you may take those with you. Ask Jesus. But y'all can take these with you if you want as a reminder. To do what Jesus would do. Y'all give him a round of applause. We'll sing our next hymn. It's "In the Cross of Christ I Glory." Stand if you're able. Let's sing hymn number 84.
Oh,
In our reading this morning, the Apostle Paul will challenge us to consider what our actions communicate to others. This is very important because everyone has the opportunity to receive God's salvation. Unfortunately, there are those who seem to want to put this off. Paul reminds us, as Christians, each of us is a minister every day in the way we live and serve each other, and it can point others to Jesus Christ. I will read from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 12, that can be found on page 181 in your pew Bible. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain, for he says, at an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on the day of salvation I have helped you. Now, see is an acceptable time. See now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left. In honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet not always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our afflictions, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children. Open wide your hearts also. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, choir. If you want to follow along, I'm going to read from Joel chapter 2. He's going to begin by saying, you know, blow the trumpets. You need to alert the people. Our land is devastated. We've got problems galore, but what amazes me is you people have forgotten where to turn for salvation. You look around and you see devastation. You look around and you see a great mess. You look to the future and you're not sure about having any hope, and you have forgotten to look to God, who is your greatest source of help. So please, people, what you need to do is call an assembly. Get the old, get the young, get the in-between. I don't care if somebody's having a wedding. They need to run out here and join this too, because we have the opportunity right now, as Paul said in Gene's reading, now is the time of salvation. You can turn to God, who is eager to accept you. So don't miss out on the opportunity. So Paul begins with that kind of alarmed amazement and hopes that the people will indeed return to the Lord. He says, blow a trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spread upon the mountains. A great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Fire devours in front of them, and behind them a flame burns. Before them the land is like the Garden of Eden, but after them a desolate wilderness, and nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses, and like war horses they charge. As with the rumbling of chariots, they leap on the tops of the mountains, like the crackling of a flame of fire devouring the stubble, like a powerful army drawn up for battle. Before them, peoples are in anguish. All faces grow pale. Like warriors they charge, like soldiers they scale the wall. Each keeps to its own course. They don't swerve from their paths. They do not jostle one another. Each keeps to its own track. They burst through the weapons and are not halted. They leap upon the city. They run upon the walls. They climb up into the houses. They enter through the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. The Lord utters his voice at the head of his army. How vast is his host! Numberless are those who obey his command. Truly, the day of the Lord is great, terrible indeed. Who can endure it? Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he's gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the aged. Gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.